Hi there, this is Tony Ajay. Okay, let's talk about emotional intelligence and being emotionally present. Note, I'm not a therapist, but I've had the opportunity to be on both sides. As someone who has opened up in vulnerable moments, someone who has been trusted to listen with care. When someone decides to share sensitive information with you, listen to understand, empathize, and validate the experience. This may be different from bouncing ideas or advice off a friend, or when someone outrightly asks you, "What are your thoughts on this?" In those moments, offering solutions makes a lot of sense. But when someone is being vulnerable, then the approach has to shift. So as the case may be, number one, don't jump in and tell them what you would have done if you were in their shoes, because you are not. This takes self-discipline, especially if you are always wired to fix people or you're a mentor. Number two, don't be quick to tell them the exact solution to their problem before understanding their perspective or where they're coming from or the general context. Number three, don't compare their situation to a similar experience in your own life and immediately pontificate. Number four, don't directly tell them that they've taken so much time already. For example, "Oh, it's been 5 hours of being here. I need to go." Now, it's important to set boundaries with wisdom to ensure that you're not breaking the other person even further. This can be very tricky, especially if this is a repeated pattern with this person, but still, wisdom is key. Instead, be quick to first validate their experience and emotions. "I'm so sorry you're going through this. I can't even imagine what you must be going through. This must be hard." Then ask them where they are currently at. Do they still want to address the issue or do they need some time? This will give you an insight into their emotional space. Sometimes people will talk themselves into the solutions they need, so it's important to ask really solid questions. Also, don't force closure on people. You can come off as dismissive or insensitive. It's okay for someone to not want to say anything immediately or on the long run. Finally, depending on the situation, check in again to see how they're doing. It shows that you really listened to them and you care about their well-being. Now, this one is a must. Keep them in your prayers and keep your mouth closed. A gossip separates the best of friends. Proverbs in chapter 20 verse 19 says, "A gossip betrays a confidence, so avoid anyone who talks too much." Now, as believers, these kind of conversations matter deeply, not just emotionally, but spiritually, because we are called to carry one another's burdens with compassion and wisdom. So I hope this is helpful for someone today. Enjoy God's blessings as you step into a new week. Till next time.